minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
And a shiny world, but I am some people world, yet never shine at all.
These roads of Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Fencastle Media Group, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Jerko's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
We can praise God in the moonlight.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. And boy, I tell you, boy, Mr. Bruce, what's going on? Howard's been swinging on the microphone again today. But this break right, man, this bust right up, what's going on? Moosa, it's Tuesday. Normally it's be like this on Thursday, but or Friday, but... anyway, we got it. Look like this microphone need a Kong salad. let's get this perked up. All right, well, what's good, people? It is Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. You know we're going to go to Grand Bahama as we do each and every Tuesday. Grand Bahama, you know, Freeport Report, touch base with Sarah Kirkby, Grand Bahama News, touch base with Darren Cooper. Great supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian. Courtesy of the Grand Bahama News, so be sure to get it and see all things what's going on in Grand Bahama. And like I said, on the flip side of the break, we will be going live to Grand Bahama and picking up that conversation with Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper. But here's how you chime in and become a talking head. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, let's see what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. Here come your headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
And, of course, you know we'll be checking out the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes on the flip side of the break. Everything that's buzzing in Grand Bahama. Be sure to check out the supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian. Courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. But like I said, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. Brought to you by Fine Threads, new arrivals in stock, both locations. Check them out, top of the hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Everything's online. Simply log on to finethreads.com. You can do your shopping online and then arrange for pickup in any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right, real quick. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian. PM touts new job numbers. Insist Bahamians more hopeful. Anyway. I want to make sure that's the final statement because, you know, no disrespect to the PM, but sometimes it's a statement. And then a couple of days later, it's another statement and then another statement. And so I want to make sure that this is the final one. Then we can go and start the conversation. PM, acquired plane will be used mainly by police. Now, here's what I think happened with that. They threw it at the wall to see if it would stick or what kind of reaction it would get. People went crazy, you know, how ludicrous it sounded at some point, and in some cases, and now here comes the spin. Not for government officials, but for mainly by police and other members of the government. Anyway, that's semantics, but we'll talk about that. So Michael Barnett retires from Court of Appeal. U.S. raises concerns over vulnerability of shantytown residents. Babysitter accused of abusing a six-week-old boy. Dear God. That's where we're at? Wow. People like that trying to go to Hades on a scholarship, man. That's all I could say. Family of missing U.S. woman believes she's in danger. And that's just the front page of today's Guardian, so be sure to get you a copy. Or check everything out online at assholeguardian.com. All right, we're going to take that break. Fresh break, flip side of the break. We'll be going to Grand Bahama. We'll be checking out the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes and everything that's buzzing in Grand Bahama. The Freeport Report is coming up. Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News and Darren Cooper will be joining us on the flip side of the break. We all have our usual Tuesday candid conversation, all things Grand Bahama, coming up as the Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Flavid Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavid Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Shawnee Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under-20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. The B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get down to Grand Bahama. We got Sarah Kirkby chiming in. Also, Darren Cooper. Look out for Darren. He should be chiming in short order. Sarah, what's going on? What's happening? How are you and yours?
Hey, I'm good, darling. How are you?
We are good, man. And, of course, you know, like I said, big supplement this week. Lots of big things popping out of Grand Bahama. Mm-hmm. And I know Dan should be chiming in short order.
He should, because there's a big story we need to address today that he's involved with. So he said he's coming on. I'll text him and remind him again. I feel like his personal secretary, but that's fine.
He's a busy guy, man. But let's talk about some of the, you know, front page news of the Grand Bahama News. Residents lament lack of details on Grand Lucayan Sea. Now, we've talked about this on many episodes on Tuesday.
Yes.
But when we do it, it's considered, you know, certain things. And, you know, some people get up in arms. I guess the truth hurts because now the over resounding, you know, cry from residents. And when I see the word lament, here we are again. More depression, more lamentations for Freeport. Why can't we get it together?
Yeah. It's just hard. And there was no real update. It was just a basic, you know, it's coming. And I understand they don't want to say anything till it's done, but it's very frustrating. And it also kind of ties into the whole thing of, you know, like we talked about before, the chicken and the egg, which comes first. So there's ongoing argument that we cannot get the airport going until we have more hotel rooms. And, you know, or is it, you know, we get the airport and then we'll get the hotel. So, you know, two people say different things. And it's like, just do one of them right now. I mean, for me, I'm the airport. Like, get the airport going. I feel that'll bring the hotel. A lot of people feel the hotel will bring the airport once that announcement's out there. But we have another hotel coming. We have a very high-end hotel coming with Weller Development, Six Senses, and they're going to need this hotel. So we need that going. And we've talked about this before. We've got the shipyard coming. We've got Carnival staff that come in and out as well. And we've also got Wassum School. So we're building that infrastructure. So we need the airport. But, you know, yes, we do need this signature hotel. That would be great. That would keep Port Lucaya going. But in the meantime, you know, let's get on with it. And I just kind of feel like, it's just every day, it's just that it's always out there. When's it happening? It's just it's frustrating.
Well, I know the multitude of questions I get here in relation to the Tuesday show, and that's a lot. And it's Nassuvians as well as Grand Bahamians that are displaced. It's what I get back home. And here we are, can't get answers, still scratching our head on a lot of things, you know, a lot of empty promises, and people don't like me to say it, but until it gets sold, it's an empty promise at this stage of the game. If Grand Bahama won't say it, I'll say it for him.
Yeah, it is. I think Darren's on with us now, so
yeah, no,
I don't know if Darren wants to comment on that.
Darren, how goes it? How are you, man? I know you've been going through a lot, man. I'm glad you have found time to make it, man. I hope you and yours are doing well.
Hey, Naughty. Hey, Bahamas. Hey, Sarah. Yes, good to be on with you guys today. Sarah, you know, I came in with you talking about the hotel and also the airport. And I just think that our government needs to find the time whilst they are all around the world, climate changing and enjoying and living their best life. One of the things that they should really focus on and find some time to really spend into Grand Bahama to be able to address so much concerns and questions we have. I'm so disappointed that the Minister for Grand Bahama or the Minister of State in the office of the Ministry of Grand Bahama has not had the time to really sit along with their senators and to call a Grand Bahama press conference, provide details to the overall promises that is made to Grand Bahama. Whilst we're debating the airport and we're debating the hotel, we see significant plans for Grand Bahama taking over a Garden Villas area to turn a certain portion of it into housing, and then taking over or purchasing the International Bazaar to turn it into an African whatever shopping district, and then opening up the road to the old Royal Oasis property, and many other things that we got going on. So much been said in the budget for Grand Bahama. We got the Holmes Rock Junior High School. Where are we with that? We heard the Minister of State made some comments on it. We got seawalls in the west and in the east. So there's so much to be clarified and to clear up. Along with the hotel, along with the airport. And I'm just disappointed that none of them see the need to come and talk with us, to dialogue with us, and to be able to bring us up to speed. The media houses who help control the narrative that the PLP government wishes to control.
All right, we have a call. Let's get to that call real quick.
Yeah.
Talking heads.
Yeah, and
Gordy, this is Doc in the Voice along with you and your partner, I mean your guest, Naughty.
Hey, how are you, Braven? What you got for me real quick, man? What you got?
What I want to say real quick, right? I am not one of those ones what want to live in hope and die for once. Okay, thank you.
All right, Braven. Raymond's fired up today. Anyway, listen, let's get back to Grand Bahama. You guys want to wrap up on that point, Sarah? Did you have something to say on that or Darren?
Yeah, I just want to go back over other stories really quick if I can.
Right, because I see the Gold Rock is back in business under a new name.
Yep, under a new name, so that's good. We haven't actually spoken to them, but we have heard they're back. Everything's open except the home center, so that's good news. We're not sure how that's all going. No one's given us an update, but nice to see the business not closing and those jobs staying. So I think that's great news for us. I'm going to let Darren address the third story for us, which is a man undergoing psychiatric evaluation after all these multiple businesses were vandalized. And I'm going to quickly skip to our eyesore and our eyeful and our roundup. So we have our police roundup in the paper this week that tells you everything that's happening. We have quite a bit of news, actually, in Abaco that we've put in this week. It was a quiet week in Grand Bahama, so that's good news for crime. The Eiffel is, the good news is rugby. We have a big rugby tournament on Saturday. We're playing Jamaica, so the Bahamas faces Jamaica. It's going to be a huge, huge game for them. You know, we're playing a country that has, what, four times our population, and I think they look like they eat a lot more than we do as well. So we're hoping for a good game. It's going to be a hard one, but we want to encourage everyone to come out and support. It's amazing that it's being played here in Grand Bahama. We have a beautiful rugby pitch here, so we invite everyone to come out, and that starts at 2 o'clock, and the game is at 4 in the lovely heat on Saturday. And our eyesore of the week, unfortunately, is license plates. I don't know if you're having the same problem in Nassau, but we're having a big problem here in Grand Bahama, and there's no license plates.
You mean lack of license plates? Nobody know who license, nobody know who not?
I'm on 2 years waiting for my front license plate to come back. I have to go in each week and every month and get my paperwork stamped, and the ladies are lovely. She's becoming my new best friend, but I mean, where are the license plates? What happened to that? So we're all struggling with that one, so... and I'm sure Darren will have a lot to say on that one as well, since he deals with this. And then obviously it's our vandalized story. So I'd like Darren to kind of address that if he could, because that was a bit of a shocker for us last week.
While it was a shocker for many, my business happens to be that business that got the most expensive. Beat up. We were the company that experienced a great deal of loss. We lost over five of our main 100 by 4 by 40 glass, which is not even available on Grand Bahama Island. We also got two of our cars that was booked for the following morning, 7 a.m., destroyed. But what is so amazing to me, of course, this young man has a part-time job at the Kentucky restaurant. He offloads trailer for them, which I've later learned. And then also
and just let me clarify that that's Grand Bahama, Kentucky, not Nassau, Kentucky.
Yeah, Grand Bahama.
Let me just clarify Kentucky. That. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Darren.
However, he created significant damage for a lot of companies. I can't speak to all of the companies what their insurance policy would have been. But these car rental don't have that available insurance. So everything, all of our repairs were out-of-pocket repairs for our company. In Grand Bahama, businesses has to weigh out what is most important and not seeing something like this to happen. But he was arrested the very same day. He was then taken to the diabetic ward where he was evaluated. I was notified on Sunday afternoon that he is fit to stand trial or to be charged. He was charged yesterday in the magistrate court, given bail in the amount of some $3,000, which was only a tip of the damages caused to my company, and there was four companies involved. You know, yes, it's very unfortunate that he had his mental breakdown. He had, from what I've been advised, some similar situation some years back. He was deemed to be found on, I forget the drug found in his system. But, you know, these are just the challenges that businesses are faced with. And, you know, whilst it's frustrating and discouraging and all of that that can happen, I am grateful that, one, you know, no life was lost, but two, things happen and life happens and people are just going through. For whatever the pressure of life may be, it happens. And that's the way I have to look at it, with that type of mindset. It has been a serious setback. Many persons, you know, there was a little rumor started that it may have been politically motivated. I don't think that it was. But, you know, to each his own. We've only been closed for a day. We are semi almost there in all of our repairs, but we're open and we are functioning. And all of the other businesses, I don't think any of the businesses except mine would have closed their doors. Other persons would have worked through their repairs and made it happen. So this would have happened from Burger King, went over to Freeport Jet Wash gas station, and then to their parts store, and then to D's car rental, fast forward, and then all, then across the road to DHL. And if you look at it, you're looking at four buildings being impacted, but the truth be told, you're looking technically at six businesses being significantly impacted. And so, you know, we're grateful to be open with all of the challenges that we are faced with, and you know, walking through the most painfulest time, and being able to get our repairs up and going and complete it. But he is, from the last information, I think he was sentenced until bail would have been met. That, from the last information I received, was not met after yesterday afternoon. And so, you know, that's just the ordeal that we're dealing with. As relates to the license plate, you know, Sarah, you're waiting 2 years. Yeah. You know, I would have been waiting for license plate for my bonded vehicle for almost the same time. And the sad part about it is we would have turned these bonded plates in when we would have paid duty on one of our cars into Bahamas Customs, which is a demand. And when it was now time for us to use them, no one could have find them. So we had to pay the replacement cost for our plates. But there are not just in Grand Bahama. I was in Abaco over the weekend, and I was driving a car, a rental car, that didn't have rental plates on it because none was available. And there were so many vehicles in Abaco that didn't have plates on it. So I don't know if the machine break down or they should take something out of the 2.5 for the plane and try and get another printing machine for the plates.
Well, I feel so ignorant. Where do they print them? Didn't they used to print, I hate to say this, didn't they print them in prison? I don't know why I think that.
That's what I was told. But what is so frustrating about the not having the plates is you become a target to the police.
Yes.
So while you're trying to be a law-abiding citizen, any police car that sees you, you now become inconvenient because of the negligent and the whatever road traffic is going through. I guess the minister is probably too busy trying to sell BPL. Then she should try and get us our flipping plates to put on our car so I could stop going through the experience. I really don't drive one of my cars because I'm waiting on the bonded plates and I get tired of being pulled over time and time and time.
It's so embarrassing. It's embarrassing getting pulled over all the time.
All the time.
Go by. It's horrible. 2 years of it. And then you got to chunk back down. And I tell you what, they've done a great job with road traffic. You can go get your licenses and everything else. So, well, you're registration and everything so quick, but I don't understand what's happening here. Totally don't get it.
Yeah. But I've been waiting just as much the same time for you for a set of bonded plates. And of course, you know, we were promised here in Grand Bahama that in our industry, the self-drive plates would have been changed when we licensed in May. Well, we're still at this plate, and that hasn't happened. And of course, you know, we have no update as relates to, all we know is, just like you said, we got to go in and get a stump. We've actually stopped going for a stump because that's how frustrating it is right now. And then it become a part of your agenda, you know, your life, having to go into road traffic with something an inconvenient. Road, every roadblock or every police car or every speed cop on the road, they stop you.
And all the time.
Every month, try to remember to go in every month to get a stump. They say, you've been renewed another month. And on top of it, you got to pay. You ain't getting a replacement plate for free, Naughty. You're paying for it.
We've already paid it. You have the same thing, Naughty, in Nassau?
With no license plates?
Yeah.
My God. I was just letting you all get it out, having your moose-saw moment, and I was going to Jack and say, join it on, but then I've heard it's like 2 years for you all. Yeah, it's 2 years for y'all and several months for us. So we behind y'all on that as far as waiting for plates. But yes, we're suffering the same dilemma over here. Unlicensed vehicles galore. And in the rental sector. And in the livery sector as well. So
that can't be good with crime.
Man. I mean, it, to me, it is a recipe for, if you're not going to have a roadblock set up, And you get unlicensed vehicles in that roadblock that don't have the proper paperwork, then you got them. Outside of that, there's a multitude of cars in New Providence on the road at the same time, adjacent and very close to each other with no license plates. So if you're in a police capacity, how are you going to pull 3, 4, 5 cars over who are all next to you at a light with no license plate?
Exactly. And if you don't mind, I want to go address something that Darren was talking about with the person who did the vandalism. It's very sad, and I know a lot of Grand Bahamians will attest to this. You know, we've got a lot more vagrants on the streets than we've ever had before. And it's very sad to see these people and them not getting the help they get. And I understand the situation their families get in, they get frustrated and they get stuck with them, but it's getting really scary. And there's some young women out there that are, it's not good. And for a very small community like ours, I think it's something that we've got to pull together and start working on. We had a lot of mental damage here after Hurricane Dorian. I know Dorian's got to finally, we've got to stop talking about it at some point, but there's a lot of people that went through a lot. And Abaco, I'm sure, is the same, that have not recovered mentally from these storms or are still struggling with issues because of that. And so we really need to start addressing these issues for our people. And it just doesn't seem like mental health is up there, and it's a shame.
Absolutely correct.
And we do have that going on over here in New Providence as well, guys, as well. It is a sad situation.
But we have these empty buildings or these apartment buildings that I see here that aren't, they're derelict. They're not doing anything with them. And I really wish that we could, as a social group or somehow, start taking them over and having these halfway houses for people. They're dealing with this heat. It's horrible. And, there's a lot of churches and stuff that do food runs and things like that, but it doesn't seem to solve that issue. And I really wish we could get better about it. I don't know the way to do it. I'm involved with the children's home. I try and help where I can, but if there's someone out there who's willing to take this on, I really wish they would. I know social services. I don't know what I think they do. I've seen them do a phenomenal job with a lot of things. I don't know. I think they're pushed with their services, but someone's got to step up and start giving these people some kind of hope and help and on all communities and all islands for that. So I just wanted to say my 5 cents on that today.
Sarah, I know two or three years ago, myself and the technical department of the Grand Bahama Port Authority, Mr. Kiri Welch, and a team, was working with Bean Industry in a build for a building there in the Garden Villas area. I think it's a four building complex that could house up to 54, with a 54-unit building. And we were talking about it then, too, to become a transitional facility.
Yes, amazing.
Also a mental health area where we can house these persons who are out there. And I don't know, back in the day, this conversation came about when we had the young man sitting right there by the International Bazaar, right when you come around the put under the tree. But of course, you know, we were able to get the owner of the building to agree to give it to us. But again, you know, you stuck with the finance, the funding, and that's where we started it. But we were having funding problems. We were approaching, it was then under the F&M administration where they were agreeing to help. And then we also had a conversation under the PLP administration because we also communicated with Obie Wilchcombe, who agreed to provide funding for this facility if we could have gotten certain things put in place. But, you know, it was just talks then, and nothing ever even came out of it as relates to government standpoint. But it is something that's needed. I know that Home Away From Home does their best with trying their best to house a lot of the derelict persons, but that too becomes a challenge for them. But it's something that needs to be talked about, and it's not a government problem. It is a grandmama problem. It's a community problem that I think we should come together, because these are our family. That life just happened to them, and it could happen to any one of us at any point in time.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
All right, I got a couple of questions for you off the text lines, and then I got another one as well that I did see a couple of articles I want to talk to you guys about as well. Naughty, what's going on with the Revenue Enhancement Task Force that is going around intimidating legitimate businesses? Which government ministry is spearheading these Gestapo tactics? I got to check on that and get back to you, Dexter. I don't know if they've experienced it yet in Grand Bahama, but obviously here in New Providence, that was like the third one for the day.
But Naughty, what I do know is happening, and it should be talked about, is you know, that the Ministry of Finance, conjunction with Bahamas Customs, there is a particular unit that has been formed to audit all of the exigency order forms for cars given under Hurricane Dorian. And so there is a customs team that's actually going around the Bahamas and confiscating people's cars under this clause 2.9, I mean, under this clause of the Customs Management Act 292. It's very unfortunate. And this is the same PLP administration that stood with us when it was being done under the F&M administration. And Dr. Moss was the officer, the controller. We protested against it in the front of the Harold and Gregory building. Fred Mitchell, James Turner, Kirkland Russell, they all joined us on this demonstration, in terms of being able to say to the government then that this is very wrong. If you give me a gift, I should be able to take my gift if I'm relocating to another island. But it's now being done again under this PLP administration. I've been told by PLPs, by a Ginger Moxie PLP general, that and these are his words, not mine, that Brave Davis wants to jail all of them. Who moved their cars from Grand Bahama to Nassau and whatever the whole saga is. That was told to me. And if the PLP general he said that, then I'll call his name on national radio so that they could know I ain't talking with my head. But it's very unfortunate that persons who had no choice in relocating, relocated, but now you got Bahamas Customs under, I don't know the man's name there now. I think I forget his name that's there, the controller. But just going around and seizing cars, and people are just trying to keep their head above water. But this is a new day under a caring government that's now doing what they're doing.
All right.
Monroe's the controller. That's the name. Under Monroe. Controller Monroe.
Speaking of this administration, I see a headline in the dailies. Arbitration proceeds on $357 million Grand Bahama Port Authority dispute. Where are we at with that, guys?
I'm waiting for the finalization of it. Sarah, I know Sarah probably going to add more to it. But arbitration will continue because, again, the government has to be able, in my understanding, to put a claim that makes sense. And I don't understand. First of all, the government to date, Naughty, has failed has failed. They accused the Grand Bahama Port Authority of leaking so much information. But I believe that there was an invoice sent to the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and if they're accused of leaking all of the other information that was leaked, you don't think by now they would have leaked the invoice that the government claimed they would have submitted?
I think so.
Okay, so we don't see the invoice on the claim or on the grounds in which the government is claiming the 257. So I would like to wait it out, because I don't believe, me personally, I'm not a fan of the port, but I don't believe the government has a case. And that's why we don't see the invoice. And I don't think the port has an invoice, because one of my last communications with them, hey, how the invoice look? They said, man, the last I knew, they didn't have an invoice. So,
And of course, the PM stressed that the process is confidential. And he told the reporters that the mechanisms to resolve the disputes with the Freeport within the Freeport's quasi-governmental authority has been engaged, and it's ongoing. So that's a lot of verbatim, a lot of talk, a lot of posturing.
There's been no real update. And I know on the port side, we're waiting for them to host their meeting, which they were supposed to do after the PM spoke. So we're still awaiting that. And I understand that's going to happen soon, but I don't know any details.
All right.
But we're kind of up in the air. But, you know, again, I was speaking to, you know, I speak to investors all the time. I had a long chat with a very good friend of mine on Monday morning, and we were a bit disappointed because the PM keeps saying that he doesn't feel this is hurting investors. And I don't like to disagree with my prime minister, you know, but I do disagree on this point. And I disagree with Minister Mitchell on this point. For investors to come to Grand Bahama, it has to be a harmonious situation. And pitting them against each other, where our quasi-government is and our government, does not help us in any way. And we need it to be resolved. And people are very frustrated with that fact.
Sir, to add on to what you're saying, let me tell you why we know that the statement made by the Prime Minister is not so acceptable for us. Because if these investors are going to function in the city of Freeport, they need the city of Freeport, which is the Grand Bahama Port Authority, to grant approval, permit numbers, and inspections. So when this company now goes into a, God forbid, liquidation and a shutdown, a seize, and stop operation, what do you think is going to happen to these operators or these investors who have to, or who is in the building process, who is in the overall design and layout process? So they're going to put money in the ground to end up at a stop-halt process because government now has some legal grounds to do X, Y, Z in the port area. Then they have to go through it. They have to now wait. So, yes, investor confidence and investor's concern is very high as relates to the way forward in Grand Bahama. Because they don't just get one permit to say go build, they have to periodically go through these process. And so this building and development unit is a representation of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. So when that is shut down, that entity also is impacted. So it's very disingenuous to make the comment that investor confidence is not, or investors are not concerned. They are concerned. Because I've spoken with one too, and that's the point they raised to me that I never looked at. That if we start an investment, Darren, and we get into the middle of this process, and then the government and the port gets into court, and the government then has a halt on what is happening, what do you think is going to happen to our millions of dollars in the ground that we have to stop now and wait to see what's going to happen and how long will it take? And that's why we need the working relationship for the foreign investors to know that we are working together for the betterment of this island, and this island will take off X, Y, Z, and we will not be, the government, a hindrance to the growth and the development of the island that we so care about.
Yeah.
All right, we got a call. Let's get to that call real quick. Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon to all three of you, Seattle and Johnson.
Hey, what's happening, Seattle?
Hey, Seattle.
Yes. You know, I've had opportunity to talk to individuals who actually steer people in the direction of investment for investment purposes. The problem they said with Grand Bahama, they said it's more pronounced on Grand Bahama, but it's also with the Bahamas beyond the tourism product, is that we continuously will not attract the type of investors we need because we don't have a defined investment purpose, direction of the country going to go, an ecosystem. And for Grand Bahama, in spite of having its major qualities, and that it has no defined future. And it's as if they bring an idea and you'll see if it works, if or it fits in, or you can do it, as opposed to a development plan, and that's for Freeport also. So, I keep seeing that we keep going back to, if we open the airport, if we open the hotel, the chicken or the egg. If you open both of those tomorrow, if I come and say, yes, $500 million, open them both, the question then becomes, what changes? Absolutely nothing. What is the next step? What is the factor that we're going to track? For decades now, we've been talking about changing hospitality, tourism, digital economy, conceptual economy, orange economy, knowledge economy, aquamarine economy, data economy, platform economy, green economy, ocean economy, circular economy, climate economy, crypto economy, AI economy, all of these economies. No one can tell us how. And that's the problem. I think, for me, this is the opportune time for the Grand Bahama Port Authority to put their feet on the neck of government by bringing what they think is possible and demanding that government gives us the legislation, policies, protocols, but it requires for an education of us. We already know this government is not going to do it, because clearly they could have put pressure on the Grand Bahama Port Authority, but maybe they don't. And here's why, right? If you want to take a position against the Port Authority, why would you develop it to create the revenue that will pay what you want them to be not able to pay? And so we become pawns. We, the people on Grand Bahama, become pawns in this whole process, because there is a possibility for us to be developed. Then why not do it? Because guess what? The government doesn't need this fight to happen if it wants to take over the Grand Bahama Port Authority. It has the legislative ability to do so. So we don't need this whole facade or, whatever show going on. What we need is an economic purpose. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks, C. Allen. Guys, I mean, like I said, I always like to hear from you two every Tuesday. And then, of course, when C. Allen chimes in, you get a broad scope of what's going on in Grand Bahama. But we got to get to the break shortly. But I want to get a couple of questions in before we get to the break. Naughty, it's depressing week after week from Abaco to Grand Bahama. It seems like nothing impactful is happening, especially, since it's week after week. And we have to keep talking about and addressing it. Obviously, you got to agitate. Squeaky wheel gets the most oil. But I think it's important that Abaco and Grand Bahama's issues are met and the lip service stops. I mean, those, to me, you have to make sure that two of the biggest contributors to the bottom line are taken care of and functioning.
Daddy, if I could chime in on Abaco, I was in Abaco for 2 days. And let me say this to you. When I tell you, I was so disappointed. I flew over. I went into the bathroom in the airport to use the bathroom. Went to wash my hand. No water. No running water. Don't know what the problem was in the airport. While I was departing from Abaco, sitting in the waiting area, this very big, beautiful raft running through the airport in Abaco, separate and apart from the actual Abaco streets and the whole logistics of Abaco, just like Grand Bahama, still fighting to come back, still trying to rebound, still trying to rebuild, still trying to do everything that they could do to get back on their feet. And the island has great potential, wonderful opportunities, and people are excited to go to Abaco, I just don't understand our government that misses the opportunities to take a hold and to make these islands that is great become greater.
All right, let me try to get one of these calls in or two of these calls in real quick, because we got to get to the break. Talking Heads. All right, let's get to the next one. Talking Heads. All right, that's it. I want to thank you guys for chiming in, man. It's been a candid conversation as always. I'm glad to know we got some light at the end of the tunnel in some areas, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we still have issues,
We have positive things happening. We just need a little bit more glue to get it together, and we need a little bit more
just imagine if you had a proper airport with a proper airlift, man.
Yes, proper airlift. And I mean, to me, the hotel is, it's a hard one. There's, you know, we've got to work around it, but it's just, we've got to get there. We're on our way. Let's just put it over the line.
All right. Well, I appreciate both of you guys chiming in. All right. Have a safe.
Buddy, you'd sent me something last week, Thursday, right when we were on air, came off of air, as relates to a comment made of my connection to a particular company.
Okay. Go ahead if you want to get that in real quick. No problem.
Well, I just want to be able to, I don't know who the texter was that sent you the text message, but the person that has the contract for the demolishing of the international airport. The family itself is a very good friend of mine, and no, we're not strangers. I believe that he is a Grand Bahamian that qualifies for the job and one that is capable of doing the job. I don't have a debate there. I just still at the end, just like Sarah, wants details as relates to the way forward for the airport. The demolishing and the taking down of the terminal is not a debate. It's coming down. But it's coming down. Our question is to go where, to do what? What are we doing? Is the real question and concern that we have. So I'm not running away from the friendship that I have with the person. I have no affiliation or no involvement or no kickback. I just feel that he is qualified as a Bahamian to do what he's doing.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being candid and upfront and frank as always. Thank you for your contributions as well this week, and we'll see you again next Tuesday, man. Have a great, safe rest of the week in Grand Bahama. And we look forward to chatting to you guys again.
Thanks,
on Tuesday
Naughty.
Coming. All right.
You guys are safe. I'm gonna cry about England's game now.
España. Let's go to the break.
Bye.
And hey, I got a surprise for y'all coming up out of the break. Listen, Guinea boy, guess who's back?
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Happy Independence, Bahamas! Let's celebrate 50 plus one together with a unique Janae's Uniform Center Independence print, dry fit polo or t-shirts, ribbons and pole bows in black, gold, and aquamarine. Janae's special family package includes buy two adults and three children independence polos or t-shirts and get 15% off. Outfit your staff for a special independence dress of week or day with a different design. For more than 30 pieces of Janae's Independence polos or t-shirts, get up to 25% discount. Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road Independence Selections. Choose your favorite and celebrate 50 plus one. Restrictions apply.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man. It's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your pizza sandwich now at kfcnassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power, major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa! Soy Joe Cuban Willie, and it's been a long time we don't talk. Man, listen, immigration did not have me. The immigrant could not catch me because, you know, I stayed running my friends. Pero I was doing big things with the Island Game. I tell you more about that in more times to come. Pero I'm back every day with your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And you can always play to win with the Island Game simply by logging on to theislandgame.com. Very sell it and forget it and always play responsibly with the Island Game. And today I have a 4-ball for you. The 31-32, 31-32, 3-1, 3-2. That is your football of the day on my numerology report, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And until tomorrow, this is your homeboy, your friend, tu amigo, Cuban Willie. Stay winning, my friends.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping that we all get along. These roads of flames are catching up.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Fincastle Media Group, Fine Threads, Janae's Uniform Center, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Printmasters.
And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. And when you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose the soul. Oh, no, 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 freedom is the road. Oh, no, 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 coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Now you're caught up in the fog with the afterlife vision.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. You know we talk sports. Pearly should be zooming in short order. Mr. Producer, let me know when Pearly zooms in, and we'll be good to go. We got Pearly. All right, look out for Pearly. Pearly can be zooming in any second now. But like I say, normally, you know, we got a certain rundown, but today I got some special guests in studio, and glad to catch up with my good friend, you know, JB Cool. I haven't seen JB for a minute, but, you know, I am all things wrestling in this country, man. I could tell you stories about wrestling, so to know that live professional wrestling is coming back to the 242, that's a big thing for me. That's important to me because I could tell you stories about the Nassau Stadium, Waterloo, and then I could tell you, you know, stories, you know, since then. And the last several shows that JB was involved with were really good. They were taking off. Then we hit the pandemic, and, you know, that did to the world. But glad to see him back and bring in, you know, ACW All Caribbean Wrestling to the 242. Obviously, you know, we got a lot of talent here. We're going to talk to some local wrestlers as well. Yes, we got them as well. Some you've seen on YouTube, some you've seen on certain, you know, independent promotions. And we got some that are training here that are actually going to perform this weekend at Bahama Bash or Baja Bash out there at Bahama. But like I said, good to see you, JB. What's been going on, man? Every time I look up on social media, you are somewhere in the world. And the next time you do Reefer Mania, I need to be there. That's what I'm going to say on that one. And boom. Yeah.
Man,
I've been highly in a while, but I go back.
Listen, Naughty, man. I'm happy to be back, man. I appreciate it. Every time I come here, you give me a warm welcome. You open your arms, and I absolutely appreciate it. And now, bringing All Caribbean Wrestling back to the 242, as you stated. And this time, we're just doing it right.
Right.
We're doing what needs to be done to promote wrestling, the bringing back the greatness of what professional wrestling is and should be when it's presented here in the 242. And you're talking about Baja Bash. At Baja Bash this Saturday at Baja Mar, we got the WWE Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I'm going to let you say. I was excited. I didn't want to let it out of the bag. I can let you go ahead and do all that.
Yeah. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, former WWE World Champion. Mr. Mark Henry himself.
And don't shake his hand. Don't let him grip your hand too tight, boy. You might lose a hand. You might lose
a lot, you know.
That's a strong man right there.
Yes. legitimately the world's strongest man. You know?
Still holding a record as well, too.
I think he still holds the record.
And I think he got a couple of bench press records as well. Yeah. There as well. Strong man.
To the point where he sits on the actual Olympic committee board right now. Right. For the Junior Olympics.
But see, a lot of people don't know the history of Mark Henry. He was a great power lifter and Absolutely. Wrestler before he became a pro.
Absolutely.
And trust me, he represented America kind of prior to like Brock Lesnar doing it.
Yep.
On that kind of level. And Kurt Angle. So, he's definitely been there, man.
Yeah, and so having him come and being the actual brand director, being part of this, because he sees the same thing that you see. Everything that we're doing that he actually really wanted to do privately. He pitched the idea to Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon didn't want to do it. He pitched it to Tony Khan of AEW. He says, man, we'll back you whatever you want to do. And right now, he's doing his own thing. And part of his own thing is taking all Caribbean wrestling to the next level.
He left the WWE and now at AEW, correct?
Right. Well, he's just not finished up with AEW.
Right.
His new thing is ACW.
All Caribbean wrestling.
Absolutely.
But I think people have to look at the actual demand that there is for the independent circuit now. It's getting reborn. When I was younger, you used to get the pro wrestling magazines.
Right.
You used to see all the territories. You used to see Mid-South. You used to see Florida. You used to see East Coast. You see West Coast, and you realize, okay, these are the different things. Some territories was WWF at the time,
right,
which became WWE. Other territories were NWA,
right,
which became WCW. So we kind of grew up on it. And then obviously Vince McMahon came in, did the whole, swallow the whole enchilada.
Right.
And gobble it up. But now the small independent promotions are coming back. And you've seen over the years, there have been a platform for Cody Rhodes to get where he needed to be.
Yep.
There's several others that have used it to their benefit. What's his name? Eric. The NWA champ right now.
The NWA champ? You're talking about EC3?
EC3. I mean, he's tearing it up on the independent
He's tearing it up right now. You know who else is tearing it up? We was just talking about
Matt
him on the way here.
Matt Cardona is killing it.
Yeah. We was just talking about him on the way here. JTG. Who? Yep. I'm about to do for you something that nobody knows. JTG, formerly of Crime Time, will be here this Saturday.
Correct.
Yeah. Our girl.
Now, hold on. For me. Hold on.
Now, all right.
Now, me and him got to sit down and trade some Lord Bless the Dead New Jack stories.
Uh-huh.
Because that was one of the greatest tag teams ever.
It sure was.
Especially in ECW.
Yeah.
And they brought the extreme and the hardcore to the hardcore. Purdy, do we got Purdy in yet? Purdy, what's going on, man? Oh, you muted, Purdy. We trying to talk to you, but you're muted, man. All right, my co-host Purdy going to join in. Earl of Pearl going to join in a second. Just
Earl of Pearl.
He's another big wrestling aficionado. But like I say, it's important to bring it back, and you're bringing back names, not just one or two known names. You got some more. I mean.
Yeah, I got some more. We got our girl, our favorite daughter. We got Red Velvet.
She's coming back. AEW doing big things, and now she's doing things in Ring of Honor as well.
And she's doing big things in Ring of Honor. And she said, right now, I can even let you read the message. She is so happy to be back. I already told her, I said, we can really go see Naughty. She was like, oh, my God, I wish I could be there.
My sons are now over the moon because, she hung out with them the whole time last time.
Yeah.
And they got all the pictures and everything now. So glad to know that she's coming back. And I tell my sons today they're going to be happy now. And there's even more reason for them to go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, like I said, JTG.
My oldest, you might want to just recruit him one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to open up a spot on the show Saturday. Yeah, we're going to have an open match. We're going to see who wants to volunteer and get in there.
I got to get him in the business. That's a big one for you.
But we also got a special guest in the studio right now, formerly of WWE NXT.
Mm-hmm.
Track star.
Yeah,
super
man.
Athlete.
One of our
Kalia
own.
Capri from Nassau.
That's what I'm saying. One of our own. Man.
I know. So, and she's pretty to look at. So
good to have you. Welcome to the show, and it's glad to talk to you because obviously we've heard good things about you. We saw all the press releases involved with NXT, your journey of winning the competition, getting to NXT, and obviously with it's so tragic with the WWE. A lot of times they have cutbacks when things don't go that way. The pandemic was a big reason in that.
Absolutely.
But now you're on the independent circuit. But I think you have an opportunity to carve your own path and do your own thing. You got a great hook. You're from the Bahamas, man. Everybody knows about the Bahamas.
Yeah, everybody in the whole entire world, Bahamas to the world.
There you go. And I mean, you have that innate ability to tap into your inner Bahamian jungle when things go wrong.
Thank you. And you have
the silence. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You all right with us? We got you.
That's what I'm saying. That's literally the mindset I have when I get in that ring. I tap into my inner Bahamian jungle and I say, yeah, listen, if you don't want me knock your head off, you might want to be on your P's and Q's with Kaylee and Capri in that ring.
Yeah.
So what's it been like training? Was it a different concept, a different idea that you had going in? Obviously, I know you from the Bahamas, so you grew up watching wrestling. We all did at some point.
Yeah.
Somebody in the family was watching wrestling. So what was it like seeing it on that side of the screen, then getting behind the scenes and training and learning and all of that?
I got to be honest. It was a crazy moment just having a camera in my face 24/7, having to just always have my mouth open, speaking some type of line or sentence. It felt very, very surreal. Like, I keep saying that word, but it really was surreal just being able to have John Cena close to me, close enough to have a conversation. That was amazing.
He could actually see you?
I couldn't see him. I couldn't see him. I swear, I feel
you
his
saw
presence.
Him?
I felt his presence, man, in the room.
All right.
And I said, wait, John? But it was an amazing moment. It was great being there. I learned a lot. It was actually, just like you say, like, it was kind of like going to class without having to pay tuition. You understand? I get to learn every single thing. And then they put me on the independent circuit where I feel like I'm ahead of a lot of people.
Now, tell me some of the stops you've been on the independent circuit. Didn't we see you at OVW briefly?
No, you have not seen me at OVW, but maybe, hey, maybe.
All right. No, because I know that, is there another young lady that's out there from the Bahamas as well? I think there was a clip circulating around.
That's me.
That's from the Bahamas?
Wow. Maybe you was thinking about
maybe
WOW?
W-O-W.
Women of Wrestling. Women of Wrestling.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. It was Women of Wrestling, not OVW. It was Women of Wrestling.
Women of Wrestling. Right.
Yeah, my bad right there.
That's the Sierra Breeze character.
That's me.
There you go. All right, folks. For everybody who saw the YouTube video circulating around, the TikTok video, Sierra Breeze, boom. There it is.
All right,
same character. And JB can tell you, in some federations, you use different names, ring names when you go.
That's how it goes.
To perform. That's just part of the business. So now it is one and the same, folks. We've got that out of the big text, so you don't have to hit me back no more. It's the same person.
Yeah.
Okay? We got Purdy in yet? Purdy.
I'm right here, my brother. I'm right here.
Listen, now you know you have to go because you represent all things Bahamian at every event, all right? And then you have Purdy's harem, all right? And I think you have to go out and represent. Take your grandson and represent. I could be busy. I could be in the ring doing my thing. I could keep it in a professional capacity. Mm. But you could get out there and cheer for everything 242, all right? Because we got three Bahamian wrestlers going to be on the card.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Sound like a plan.
And I think you'll be happy with everybody here. I think you'll have something to root for straight across the board. And, of course, you know, we've talked about her on the show. And she's here with us right now, Kalia Capri. Former NXT star. Remember, we talked about her winning the contract and getting NXT?
Oh, yes.
So you have to cheer her on. She's live and in studio. And like I said, definitely, you know, all things Bahamian, you got to get out there and do your thing.
Yeah, especially, I don't mean to cut you, Naughty, but she's wrestling this girl that we booked named JC Storm. And this girl, JC Storm, has actually been talking crap about the Bahamas. I almost unbooked her. I almost took her off the show because you can't disrespect the island like that.
That she can get her things when she come.
What I'm saying is, go when your mouth hot, when your mouth hot, your what's off?
All right. When your mouth hot, your teeth better be strong.
Okay. And I ain't got teeth strong enough for this.
But we have also.
Let me say, play a puppy licking your mouth, right?
That's another good one.
So we also have in studio as well two other young Bahamian wrestlers,
right,
that have also been cutting their teeth and doing their thing.
Right.
I know them from previous engagements. I've all previous shows you guys have done. I also keep bucking into one in the food store. Every time we go in the food store, you're in the dairy aisle getting milk and eggs and trying to Rocky Balboa it up, I guess. So let us know who else you got here, JB.
Well, right now, I got the Bahamian rock star Warren Santangelo and Mr. The Dealer.
See, the dealer, you know, you got to watch out for the dealer, though.
Why you got to watch out for the dealer?
Hey.
I done been in some backroom poker games that the dealer been into. You got to watch out.
Oh, that's why you're looking at me like that.
Yeah, don't sleep on the dealer, you know.
Yeah, no wonder he's very instrumental.
Man, you think you got the deal down? He'll catch you on the river every time. You better watch out.
Mm. No wonder they've been working hard to make this show a success. He's trying to get over on everybody.
Yeah,
I see what's happening.
Not on me, though.
That's why he brought his lady with him, because they about to see a big payday. That's what's going on.
There you go.
I've never seen his lady until all of a sudden you see all these people coming to the show. We even sold out the VIP, and all of a sudden you telling me about the deal in these backroom deals. I see what's happening. I see what's going on.
I get you.
So, Dila, what's going on, man? What you got in store for everybody, man?
Hey, Naughty. This Saturday, June 29th, at Bahama, you just have to tune in. Come and see. You know, I'm ready to make a deal with anybody.
You're ready to make a deal with anybody?
Anybody.
Anybody.
Brady, you had out? You might make a deal with you and I.
Hey, Naughty.
Long as he don't make a deal with the young lady who by talking to Bahamas, I good.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah, it's mine.
No, I'll let
Yeah, let me handle that. Let me deal with that. Miss Capri, I got the sun for her, a little bit of storm.
So who you supposed to be?
I don't know. It's been raining a couple of days, I see. Yeah. Oh, man.
Is it
because she's coming in? What you going to do about that? This is the Bahamas. Everybody come here to chill and have fun and have a good time and eat good.
And everybody in the Bahamas know them little bit of sprinkles and ain't stopping no show.
Okay.
Oh, no. That's lessons.
So who are you taking on, Dila?
Well, if you've been following my social media account, I've been calling out Island Boy, but he's been, like, avoiding me. I actually saw him at Fusion, you know, at the meet and greet.
Oh, yeah.
When I was promoting the show. And I called him out, too, and he just walked past me like he didn't see me, but I know he's going to be there. And I'll be continually.
So you better watch that, though. You better watch for the end, too.
It'd be the quiet ones.
He might be trying to cut a deal. I knew he might have cut a deal.
Right, it'd be the quiet ones.
He might have cut your deck and you don't even know it.
No, I got his number. Don't worry about that.
Oh. All right.
Oh.
Johnny,
yes, sir.
What's the signature move?
Oh, what's that again?
Oh, what's your finishing move?
I have all decks of hands to play. You know, you can make a choice. I'll tell my opponent, you can always make a choice, whether it's a choke slam, DDT, power slam, a big boot. You make your choice before the match starts.
Hold on. Power slam?
Yeah.
Now, D-Lite, look like you can pull off a DDT, all right? I give you the DDT. Power slam?
You don't think I pull off a power slam, Naughty?
Yeah. Well, maybe you could power slam the deck maybe once or twice, but that's about it. I don't know. I don't know if you could, I don't know. How big is Island Boy, man?
I'm a big guy. You could see that.
You tall, but I mean.
Island Boy is not a tall, big guy.
Yeah. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing.
Right? Thank you.
Look at a lot of short wrestlers in the league, right, you know, doing things right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Small axe drop down big tree.
Oh, okay.
I just said, man, I got you down for the DDT. I got to see that power slam in real life person. If you're going to do it, call me out so I can see it. And all he looks, I can see it.
Okay, Naughty, you're going to be there, right?
I can be there. What you mean?
I get a host.
And you never know. I might be cutting a deal to be commissioner of this whole thing.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Wow. You never know. Or general manager or something like that. You see what I mean?
So, I got to keep you in my back pocket.
You
should
be
putting your business over the air, man. I'm just saying. That's why it's called cutting deals.
That's like behind the scenes. But okay. Now, you saw what's going on with you. What's your stress? Because I see you off from time to time. I see you bulking up.
Yeah.
Getting your game on, man. Who you got lined up to take on?
Well, particularly, anyone can get it. I'm going into this thing cocky as hell. You talk about my past stuff. Since I started this journey in professional wrestling, I'm actually undefeated. Bested Island Boy, my first bout. I bested Porkchop Cass, my second bout. I'm not scared at all.
You're undefeated, so nobody want to take you on? That is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been calling out the Island Boy.
Yeah.
He don't want no part of you.
Nope.
Mm.
He don't have no opponent. He's undefeated.
Island Boy,
don't y'all do a thing?
Island Boy don't want no part of me because I had him on his back last time he was in the ring.
Man, you know what this sounds like? Naughty, we're going to have to... me and you going to have to talk. This sounds like a triple threat.
I'm thinking triple threat, too. I didn't know all the stuff.
No, you was right there. I saw the cloud over your head. I was like, wait a minute. We can't have this going on. Because we got one man can't even defend himself. He's not even here. So I'm thinking I'm going to have to put all three of them in the ring together.
That could work, though. A triple threat.
Yeah, yeah, we'll probably put some money on the line.
I mean, that would be a good way to like determine maybe a number one contender if you got a Bahamian championship in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm. We do.
You might have like a number one contender there, and that might open it up to something else.
There it is. We making discoveries right here on the air.
I mean, I'm
triple threat match, number one contender for the Bahamian championship.
That might work.
Yeah, sounded okay. Like some new titles. I love it.
I love the song. Like that.
Now, JB, let us know about some of the international stars. And listen, I am really glad to see my Bahamian crew here. Now, real quick, before we talk about the international stars, how does everybody follow each and every one of you? Because we got a ton of listeners. Mm-hmm. All right? So, Kalia, how they follow you on social media?
Y'all can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at __LEXINI. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Lex is back. Is with an IZ. Lex is back 242. Kalia Capri on every single thing y'all could see him to search my name on. Do search my name on everything. Can't wait to have y'all on this journey with me.
How they find the dealer?
You can find the dealer on Facebook as Mario Andre Campbell.
Man, you dropped it, man. You supposed to say you don't find the dealer finds you.
So Mario Andrew Campbell, Andre Campbell, that's Mac. Oh, so you want some Triple H kind of stuff right now?
Three names.
Sounds so.
Yeah, man. All right, so they can find you on your government name.
Oh, Lord.
For now. But after you win this one, I know what you can do with the prize money. You taking social media to the world like storm.
Oh, yeah.
Like everywhere. I gotcha. And what about you, sir?
At Warren Santangelo on my Instagram and at All Caribbean Wrestling for my future stuff.
Oh, this one talking in the name of Jesus.
Oh, this man already got him a roster spot. And of course, you can find the company at All Caribbean Wrestling Everything. Myself, I'm coming in as Showtime JB Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going back to the originals. I like it.
That's right.
Now, who else you got? You got Mark Henry, you got you, but I'm looking at the flyer, man.
Man, you're looking at the flyer,
but... I see my boy, the Pope, man.
The Pope is back. Pope is the All-Caribbean Wrestling Champion.
There you go, man.
Yeah, we got WWE Superstar Lince Dorado.
Right.
You know, like I said, we got JTG coming in.
Mm-hmm.
We got...
I see Velveteen Dream, man.
You got the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, I know my stuff, man. Yeah. The Dream don't play.
Oh, no, he don't. No, he don't. We got Jay Rios, who's actually the Fighting Evolution Wrestling Champion.
Right.
We got some ladies. We got ladies action. Of course, you heard from the beautiful Kalia Capri taking on JC Storm. We got a girl named Mia Friday taking on taking on Cassandra Golden. And the guy's going to love Cassandra Golden because she's thick and she athletic.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
I am
Sandra Golden.
Oh, all right, Purdy. That might be another one for you to, you know, cheer on.
And like I say, we got my girl Vanessa Craven coming in. Vanessa Craven, she's big, tall, and thick. She's like 6'2", thick.
Okay.
Listen, Purdy, already interested.
I am.
Here you go.
Purdy, I'm telling you, she's 6'2", and thick. Vanessa Craven.
Nah, and I
don't know. And she called herself the Mountain. What you going to do with that, Purdy?
And I also
know.
I also see I see you bringing back the African Prince as well.
Oh, Prince Abala is coming.
Yeah,
he done told me something that I'm like, oh.
Last time he was here, his match was over in like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
He's up on the rev, and that was over in 7 seconds.
He told me he don't want no scrubs. He said he going for the top dog. So I don't know if that's a shot at Pope. I don't know what he talking about, but I can't wait to see what he going to do.
All right, man. And we got any tag team action?
Yeah, we got this team called the Russell Twins. Most of y'all are going to independent networks. You'll see them out there.
They've been in Memphis. They've been in Florida.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be here. We got Isaiah Zane. We got this other guy I think all the ladies are going to love. His name is Leroy Jones. He does like a 1970s throwback gimmick. They love him.
There you go. Sound like a plan, man.
And then, of course, we can't forget our YouTube champion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got a YouTube champion?
Yeah, 6'5", the Shogun of Opa-locka, Bruce Cross, with his
Bruce
Cross clan.
Cross. Yeah, so you bringing Bruce Cross?
Yeah, his clan of ninjas.
he could travel?
Yeah, he was here a couple weeks ago.
So he could travel. He don't stop traveling.
He don't.
That guy right there. He always
he was at the meet and greet at Fusion.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah. Let's get to the phone lines. We got a call on the line. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Call us back. Call if you felt like you was on a hold too long. Hit us back if you got a question.
Yeah, my name.
Any one of our guests. But Purdy, man, sound like a plan for this weekend. For Saturday night, it's going down at Bahamar Court,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Doors open at 3 o'clock for the VIPs and the meet and greet. Then general admission is going to open at 4. There are tickets still available. However, VIP, I repeat, VIP is sold out. The best way you can get the closest to VIP is you get your general admission and get your meet and greet. You do not want to miss the opportunity to meet these superstars while they're here.
Yeah, let me shine on
you. Sounds good to me. Sounds
and
good
how many plan. Matches?
Oh, we're going to have 9 matches.
9 matches. So break them all down for me real quick.
Oh,
you got to come out and see them and you get.
Yeah, you got to come out and see them. Yeah, I can give y'all a couple. I can give y'all a couple. Yeah. Like I said, one of our main matches, I got the girl come in on, studio man. Right now. We got Kalia it's Capri taking on the boop, boop talker, J.C. Storm.
And we might have a 3-way match, right?
No, not no Mike. We just booked that. Yeah, we just booked that. So,
match
so we having that
contender.
Triple threat for the number one contender between the dealer, the rock star, and Island Boy. So we're going to have that. I know Pork Chop Cash is listening, but Pork Chop, man, take care of your family, man. We here for you. If we see you, we're going to make something happen for you. But, hey, ain't nothing but the family first. I'm going to give you Mia Friday versus Cassandra Golden. She's the FPW champion. Nice. I'm also going to give you the opening. Listen, guys, I know everybody be on Island time. I know this. Mm-hmm. But I apologize. We're also on a time. I am letting you know the match to see to open the show will be WWE superstar Lindsay Dorado taking on JTG.
Ooh.
What?
That's opening. That's how we're kicking this thing off.
Yeah, let's kick it off.
Yeah, we get to kick it
after
off.
Naughty introduces the show, I'm letting you know who's coming out. World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry. Naughty is introducing Mark Henry, and then we're kicking the show off hard and strong.
Yeah.
We want everybody to come out and have a good time, and they're going to see how professional wrestling should be done here in the 242 in the Bahamas.
And I let y'all know now, when you see me in that ring bringing out the matches, it ain't like other things, but I shouting y'all, and that's a different kind of party. When you do a wrestling match, you got to keep it on time.
Yep.
Get them fellas to the ring, mm-hmm. Get them ladies to the ring, get them in, and get them out. And that's I tell you, if any of them get sideways out of pocket, JB, just let me know, man. And just let me know if I can do what I need to do.
You do what you got to do. I'm giving you the free range right now. I'm letting you know right now.
Yeah, and I holding y'all for that, too.
You see that white chair, that white folding chair in the corner? Make sure I have that for the weekend, okay?
Bro, you will need it, too.
And put your name on it so when you hit them and the tattoos them.
There you go. I got a souvenir from Mississippi off a riverboat. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
And don't go by Purdy David either, because Purdy, he's the master chef, you know. He might have some hot oil or some hot grease close by.
If he the master chef, I might have to put him in there with somebody who stirs it up and cooks it up, Miss Red Velvet. You see what I'm saying? See what we're doing right
here? I know that Purdy ready for Red Velvet. I love Purdy. I need Purdy for next week and the week after. I might put Purdy in the hospital. All right.
I bring my harem with me. Watch it.
There you go, man. Well, we're looking forward to being out there on the weekend, man. We got some tickets to give away for the rest of the week, so I'll make sure I get them out and give them away. But how can folks get tickets? I'm getting some text right now. How do folks get tickets?
BajaBash.eventbrite.com. Or you get with Naughty, you listen for the call. When you call in, he got tickets right here in the studio. But it's BajaBash.eventbrite.com. BajaBash.eventbrite.com. Or you can walk up to the door. I don't advise you walking up to the door because the show, entire show, is almost sold out.
Because it's at Bahamar. Don't forget, now you got the whole tourist component of it as well, too.
Yes,
they like live
it's
wrestling.
At Bahamar.
They're going to be down there as well, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I advise you to get it now. Reserve your seat. Space is limited.
All right. So, and that's the only way you can get tickets. Online or at the door. And you know, if you go in true Bahamian style at the door, go early. Because they say the first match could be at 7. Guess what? First match could be at 7. First match could be at 8. It could be at 8. It ain't going to be late.
That's why we opening up at 3. 2 hours early before the show starts.
All right? And it's still ample time for you to come in. Great family environment. Great family atmosphere. And it'll be over. And ample time for you to do some other things afterwards. So definitely come on out and check it out.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you back in town, JB. Glad to have professional wrestling back in town.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to let's keep this going and make it bigger and better for every show.
Absolutely. Listen, everybody that's listening to Naughty, and Naughty knows what he's talking about. And so this is the dream of professional wrestling in the 242. We have pitched, and we are looking to make the Caribbean version of WrestleMania.
There you go, man.
Come out, show out.
Look forward to it.
Show up and show out.
All right, man. And it's all going down this Saturday, the 29th, at Bahama.
Yes.
At the Abaco Ballroom, correct?
The Andrews
Ballroom. Andrews Ballroom. All right, Andrews Ballroom, yep.
Yep.
So get on in. Like I say, it's going to be a great venue, but tickets are limited. Space is limited. You want to get in there and you want to see it up close and personal. And don't wait.
Because
you're dealing with the tourist element. VIP's already gone. Mm-hmm. So get online. Get your tickets, and if not, get to the door early and grab your tickets. But it's going down this Saturday, June 29th, over there at Bahama. You definitely want to check it out. And like I say, I can't wait to meet Mark Henry. Yep. And like I say, I got to catch up with the Pope, too. Glad to see the Pope.
Yep.
Glad to know Red Velvet is coming. My son's going to be happy about that.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, we got Velveteen Dream. I want to catch up with him, too, because he was one of my favorites in NXT before he left.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. So good stuff, man, JB. I appreciate you. We'll get to the break.
Right.
And of course, you know, we'll make sure I get it out there for you by the end of the week as well.
Yes, sir.
Everybody knows where the hot ticket in town is on Saturday night, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
and good
it.
To see you three young Bahamians doing big things. I don't want this to be the last I see you. I want to see you all go on to AEW or the WWE or Ring of Honor.
That's
or wherever
dope.
You need to be. Or Japan even too, because they pay you buku money in Japan.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
That's
yes,
another
they
show
do.
For another day, which you talk about, JB. All right, we'll get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, Purdy and I will be wrapping things up. We'll be talking some sports. We'll be doing our picks. And we'll get to the final 10 or so going home. So keep it right where you got it. The Tuesday, June 25th, edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Attention all KFC lovers! Are you ready to get crazy on Tuesdays? Now you can get 5 juicy mouth-watering pieces of KFC chicken for only $10. It's crazy! 5 pieces of world-famous KFC chicken, handmade with a secret blend of 11 herbs and spices for only $10. Don't miss out! This crazy offer is only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
The best athletes in the Bahamas will be on display at the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26 to 28, at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium. Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, Sean A. Miller-Weibo, and so many more. The juniors are vying for the opportunity to represent the Bahamas at the World Under 20 Championships, and the seniors are gunning to qualify for the Paris Olympic Games, which are fast approaching, and our athletes are looking to get on the road to Paris. The meet gets underway at 4 p.m. on Wednesday, June 26th, and Thursday, June 27th, and at 5 p.m. on Friday, June 28th. Gates open at 3 p.m. daily, and tickets can be purchased for as low as $20 at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, the B3A's Kids Athletics Invitational Junior and Senior National Championships, June 26th to 28th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. You don't want to miss this one.
We all know that our country's electricity infrastructure is decades old. It is breaking down, it is too expensive, and it cannot transmit clean energy. Small changes aren't enough. We are taking it all on. Upgrading and modernizing the grid. Solar power. Major energy reform. That's how we get to lower prices and more reliable electricity. It will not happen overnight, but it will be game changing.
Go to newenergyera.gov.bs to learn more.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day. for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit ClevelandClinicFlorida.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Oh, no, 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 no. Baby, tell me where you got a gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. Catching a fire. Showed you I loved you, you called me a liar. Give God the thanks and praises. I've been on my own, on, on. But we ain't never left alone, alone, alone. And if I'm telling you the feeling is wrong, relax a little, friend, this won't take too long. When you're feeling alone, you can call my phone. Is there a better way to go? Teach them something before they lose their soul. Oh, no, no, no. Freedom is the road. Oh, no, no, no. Coming in from the cold. Tell them not to sell it, it's worth more than gold. And guiltiness will catch them in the end. They'll try to manipulate you through your pockets. Now you're caught up in the funk with the optic vision. Try to control you so they take a role.
Whoever I got you on the Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads. Pearly, what's good? You still got Pearly? Or Pearly muted himself again?
Hey, Radio.
Pearly, Pearly.
Them rumblings. I'm here, man. I'm here, dude.
Them rumblings continuing in the WNBA, you know. Look like your girl, Angel Reese, gained some steam in that Rookie of the Year, you know.
She's throwing up. She's putting up the numbers. She's leading in rebounds on short percentage, minutes. She's doing really well. She's gradually building. She's not hyped. She wasn't hyped like Caitlin Clark. So people expected Caitlin Clark to come out to shoot. Just carrying on. She's building and she's getting more accustomed to the WNBA. And the Sky getting to be a lot better team.
Cardoso too, playing good ball.
Cardoso too. Cardoso double-doubling it under the radar.
Under the radar. Those two going to be a dynamic duo in years to come in the WNBA.
They
I want you to believe that.
Guard. They just need a little better guard. If they get that better guard, a point guard, they'll be great.
But can you imagine Juju joining them in a couple of years and being that point guard they need?
Ooh, but the problem is their record will be so much better they're not going to get a shot.
They won't have a shot at it. You know where Juju going to end up? Just how the WNBA go. The Sparks going to be trash. She's going to come out of USC and end up right in there with the Sparks, with Brink and all of them at the right time. It's going to be a good look. You know how the WNBA puts people where they need to be. Let's be honest.
No, but the Sparks, Cameron Brink is hurt, so maybe they won't. They'll
try. That's why I'm saying it. She got to come back off that ACL. They got some more regrowing to do, so that'll be right in time for Juju.
Yeah. Yeah, probably so.
Let's get this call in real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, North and Pearl.
Hey, what's going on, my friend?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the Florida Potters on their first Stanley Cup in 30 years. You all know I go with Florida teams. You all know I love it on Florida teams. You know, that goalie came on back. You know.
You played a hell of a game.
You still sound like you're in celebratory mode there, Muff. You was partying with the band.
You know, he letting them make history, coming back from a 3-0 to win the championship. You know, the band is doing well by stopping that history being made.
Yeah, no, their defense stepped up. Bobrowski, I can't pronounce his name, but
yeah.
He played some goal last night. They shut Connor McDavid right out that game last night. Shut him. Even though he got the Conn Smythe Award, they still shut him out last night. And that was the difference right there. Their defense took it up. The keeper took it to another level. And they were great. They were great.
Yeah, that's a great man, David. Man, after 30 years, the first time in franchise history. And then another thing, Naughty, how many of them tickets could cost? How many of them tickets cost Saturday night?
You got them starting at various price ranges, but they're starting as low as $10 and up.
Oh, okay, man. I used to be a wrestling freak one time ago, but that should give you a good laugh.
And come out there, man. Me and MJ and the boys could be out there. Purdy could be out there, man. But Purdy, I think the way the WNBA is going to go around this year's draft class for the next foreseeable future, I will give them that. And Caitlin Clark included in that.
They get some really good young ladies coming out of the college. Not just Juju Watkins. They got some others coming out, and you're going to see a whole...
And before Juju as well. Basketball. Before Juju gets on the scene.
Huge, yeah. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about what my Sky can do. I'm excited about what my girl Angel can be doing shortly. She's stepping it up, I'm telling you.
Boy, probably tonight's your kind of night in picks, though, man. My God, look how many games in Major League Baseball, bro.
Yeah, we shut them White Sox right out last night.
You should. I want to try to catch the Subway Series tonight, and Yankees and the Mets.
Oh, that should be good.
I like the Yankees to win that one.
Yeah.
I like the Phillies over the Tigers, too, even though the Phillies are on the road. Another good game is the Guardians and the Baltimore Orioles. That's a tough game right there. Two good teams.
Yeah, but Irvin pitching tonight for the Orioles. He's been lights out the last two games.
I got to roll with Baltimore over Cleveland in that. I like Philly over Detroit. I like the Yankees over the Mets. I like the Braves over the Cardinals.
And I like the Dodgers. I don't know. Cardinals took one from them last night. So
I like them to rebound. I like the Dodgers over the White Sox, and I like the Royals over the Marlins in Kansas City.
Yeah, Bobby Miller is back. He was really good the last outing, so let's see what he does tonight.
The rest of them games, I'm not feeling too many of them. A lot of low-lying teams. Let's see if they got anything in the WNBA tonight. We got anything in the WNBA tonight? Yeah, one game, the Liberty against the Minnesota Lynx. This is a good matchup right here.
Yeah, but the Liberty's been playing really good ball. John Cruel has really been balling. She has been balling. I like them tonight.
I'm going to take them in the money line. That's what I'm going to do. Play it safe. Just take them in the money line right there. Bada bing, bada boom.
That's fine.
But, your Dodgers look like they trying to get their little act together, but Pearly.
Well, you know, we have a lot of injuries. We lost Buehler back. Buehler's hurt again. And Mookie is out. Yamamoto's out. People are stepping up next. Like in your words, next man up. They're stepping up. They're playing all right ball. The one of the issues was the 6, 7, 8, 9 hitters haven't been done good. But the last couple of games, they've been hitting the cover off the ball. And my rookie, the Cuban, Pajes, has really been doing well. He's taking over center field.
I'm looking at the standings pretty on both sides. And now things are starting to take shape. Out of nowhere, the Guardians are quietly 50-26. Is that they're a good team, or have they played like weaker competition?
Well, that division.
The Royals were doing really well, but now they're falling to 43-37. They're still in third.
No, that's the age, the youngness isn't that. The Guardians should win that division. Minnesota's going to give them a run for their money, but the Guardians should hold on and just take that. That's not a very strong division.
No, it's not. The White Sox and the Tigers are very weak in that division. What's surprising me over there.
They've been playing really good baseball.
What's surprising me over there in the American League is the Rays playing under par at 39-40, and the Blue Jays at 35-43. I thought the Blue Jays was going to be a young, solid squad this year.
I thought so too. What you may see is the Blue Jays may become sellers at the trade deadline. They may move Bo Bichette.
Yeah,
they may move one. They need pitching. Their weakness is pitching. They're looking for pitching.
And he'll get them some pitching now.
Him at the Dodgers, who got a lot of pitching in their farm system, might be a buy a bit from them.
You just love him at second base, eh?
I love him at shortstop.
Putting Mookie in center.
Back on second.
Oh, on second base.
Yeah, but there's, you know, back to what we talked about earlier last week, too. That Josh Chisholm talk.
That heating up, too.
I think he's heating up a little bit.
Heating up a little bit, heating up plenty.
Yeah, that's been eating up a lot, and you're bringing that back.
And
yeah,
nothing more LA likes as a star, as a face of the league, as a young face.
Yeah, the only thing is, he'd probably end up batting fifth or sixth, which is good, because then it'll push the bottom half of the lineup, and then you can't get nobody out. When it comes to that, you put him in there, that'll be like nightmare for most pitchers.
Now, I have to say something before we get to the final five or so today. We're calling Kyle Hurd or one of them. We'll figure it out. But I'd like to just change my stance a little bit, because I saw a certain press conference yesterday with J.J. Redick.
Oh, boy.
And and he dropped the F-bomb so candidly.
Okay.
He has put me out of... Now I'm not even entertaining J.J. Redick to the jury is still out, okay?
Okay, that's a good move.
He dropped it well-placed like a comedian would, and I didn't expect it coming. I didn't see it coming. It was eerily reminiscent of that Dan Campbell press conference in Detroit when he first came in, and people were scratching their head going, yeah, but guess what? Yeah. Guess what? It turned out that they were onto something, and you know what? Some potential may be there.
We'll see. Like, you know, like I said, the reason I support it is because I prefer a rookie coach right now. Let's see if anybody can do. He has a brilliant basketball IQ. He's brilliant. You know, he's really good. He understands the X's and O's, something that Devin Ham had problems with. So let's wait and see. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt to see what he will do.
Yeah, it could go really well, or it could go really badly.
Well, one of the problems with Ham was he played a lot of his boys. And even though it's considered that LeBron is J.J.'s boy, he's still going to play. It's what comes around LeBron.
And J.J. said there will be no podcast in the season. There will be no podcast.
No.
So that's a good sign. Because that means to tell me that they've already separated that line of their relationship. That's not going to, you know, infringe on what I have to do as a coach and you as a player.
And he said something, he alluded to that a little bit in the press conference. So let's see what happens.
We definitely got to keep an eye out, you know, and see where it goes. Because something's going with this. Something's coming.
Well, let's see what they do in terms of who they bring in on board, who we lose, who we sign, and then we'll make a decision from them as we get closer to the league.
And we could lose some people, and we're looking. I'm hearing Vulchanis, what's his name? Vulchanis or whatever from the Pelicans.
I've heard that, and I've also heard about the thinking about getting rid of number 17 to get DeJounte, that's his name, from Atlanta?
Yep. DeJounte Murray. I'm hearing a DeJounte Murray and Clint Capella. Two-for-one deal. Yes. Combination deal.
If they do that, that'll make the team a whole lot better. I think you'll see them be in the middle of the pack in terms of maybe 4 or 5 and could make a good run in the playoffs.
All right. Well,
what I'm excited is in 16 plus what? What is this? Is the 24th and 6th, 21 days?
We right around the corner.
Training camp. Oh, yeah. And what I like to do, Noddy, before training camp, woman, let's just, you decide, I think, with mine. Let's see our top 10 NFL teams that we pick going into the preseason.
Today? Right now?
No, not today. No, not today. No, we can do it later. Next week.
That sounds like a plan. We can make that happen.
Okay, I'd like to see who your top 10 are. Let's see who my top 10 are.
That sounds like a plan. So let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we got Rich Eisen taking us home.
Okay, cool.
All right, with a quickie. All right, so keep it right. We got it. And like I said, appreciate you. We'll do it again tomorrow, probably. Good stuff as always.
All right, take care, my brother.
All right, keep it right. We got it. The Tuesday, June 25th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of city life, yearning for a relaxing getaway without the headaches of international travel? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Escape to paradise without leaving home with our limited time, 2-fly-free offer for Bahamas residents. Whether you're craving adventure, seeking to reconnect with your roots, or simply yearning to unwind in secluded shores, the Family Islands has something for everyone. But you better act fast, because this incredible two fly free offer is only available until June 30th. Don't let this opportunity slip away. So why wait? Book your trip today. Escape the ordinary, discover the extraordinary, and experience the magic of the Family Islands. Visit BahamasResidence.com for more information and start planning your ultimate island getaway today.
Play with island games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with island games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause island games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
island games,
we putting Bahamians first. Guaranteed to pay
island games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with island games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service.